Welcome to Palestine Today, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, September 21st, 2011. As the UN General Assembly meets in New York, Palestinians march in support of request for full UN membership, and Israeli settlers rally against it in the West Bank. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Dozens of Palestinian protesters were wounded Wednesday during a rally at Qalandia checkpoint between Ramallah and Jerusalem in support of the Palestinian bid at the United Nations as the General Assembly meets today. The wounded suffered severe headache before they pass out as a result of the gas Israeli soldiers operating at the checkpoint used against them. Troops also used high-frequency sound waves against the protesters. Witnesses reported to Waffen News Agency that Israeli soldiers have used new kind of gas that seems to be toxic gas, which causes victims to keel over as they inhale it. The wounded were evacuated to Ramallah Hospital for treatment. Medical sources at the hospital said one youth had a critical injury as he was shot with a tear gas canister in the eye. Tens of thousands of Palestinians took to the streets on Wednesday in numerous Palestinian cities and villages to support the decision of the Palestinian Authority to submit a request of full UN membership on Friday. The Palestinian political factions and groups organized rallies and demonstrations in the West Bank inside the Palestinian Authority-controlled areas to avoid any confrontation with the Israeli soldiers or settlers. All state employees worked half-time on Wednesday in order to give them a chance to participate in the rallies. The Israeli military has prepared the settlers to encounter alleged Palestinian possible demonstrations. The army equipped the settlers with tear gas, concussion grenades, and rubber-coated steel bullets to use against Palestinians. In the meantime, Israeli extremist settlers continued their provocative marches in the West Bank, close to Palestinian villages and towns. The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is set to meet with the U.S. President Barack Obama in New York Wednesday afternoon, after the latter meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Dr. Nabil Sha'at, head of the International Relations for Fatah, said that Palestinians are not afraid from the American pressure or any punitive action that Washington may take against them as they reject their going to the UN. He added that 9 members of the Security Council support the Palestinian request for recognition of their state. He pointed to Abbas's willingness to meet with Netanyahu tomorrow and to launch direct negotiations between the two sides. On his part, Obama said in his speech to the UN General Assembly meeting in New York Wednesday morning that the Palestinian people deserve a state of their own, and the U.S. supports that. However, this should come through negotiations. The White House in Washington confirmed last night that the U.S. opposed the Palestinian request, and if necessary, it will use veto to stop it. That was just some of the news from Palestine today. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishnawi.